talking jobs in Ohio.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. President Obama's agenda is being threatened in the Senate these days. Its newest member, elected in Massachusetts this week, is likely to derail a lot of his proposals. So he's using his bully pulpit to show the American people he understands their plight, namely unemployment. Today, he's at a town hall-style event at a community college in Lorain County, Ohio. From station WCPN, Dan Bobkoff reports.
The trip is part of the president's so-called White House to Main Street tour, and he picked a good backdrop. Lorain's industrial glory days, building ships and making steel, ended decades ago. Now its main streets are quiet, and the unemployment rate looks like the rest of the country, at about 10%. Just last week, Lorain County leaders eliminated nearly all public bus routes. But with the Republican upset in the Massachusetts Senate race casting doubt on some of Mr. Obama's major policy plans, Michael Parkin of Oberlin College says this trip might be coming at an opportune time for the president.
The victory in Massachusetts by the Republican candidate should really remind Obama to go back to his campaign message, to not lose sight of what made him so popular during the campaign, which is this idea that he has of wanting to connect with people, of listening to people. And I think this tour is a good representation of that.
Parkin says Lorain residents want more than an uplifting speech. They'll be listening for specifics on training and job creation. In Cleveland, I'm Dan Bobkoff from Marketplace.
While the focus today is jobs, the administration is also honing in on banks. The president's introduced a plan to charge those banks a fee to offset the government's losses from the Wall Street bailout. Just yesterday, he announced four new bank regulation proposals, things he says will avoid another financial crisis. Now, banks are pushing back, and some say the additional regs will limit competitiveness. And James Barth is a senior fellow at the Milken Institute and professor of finance at Auburn University.
Well, tax banks, as if that solves the problems. Why not tax banks 100%? Drive them out of business, then we won't have any banking problems.
By the way, the House Financial Services Committee begins meeting today to discuss executive compensation limits. And bank stocks led declines all around the world today. Markets in Europe are lower right now, 0.5% or less. Asian markets closed down today. The Nikkei lost 2.5%. Yesterday, the NASDAQ fared the best of U.S. markets. It was off more than 1%. The S&P 500 shed nearly 2%. And the Dow tanked. It was off 213 points to close at 10,389. In the last few hours, China has struck back against the U.S. State Department over Internet freedom. Secretary of State Clinton yesterday called on the Chinese to lift restrictions on censorship. And China today reacted to what it called information imperialism. For more, let's bring in Marketplace Asian correspondent Scott Tong. He's in Shanghai. Hi, Scott.
Steve, good morning.
All right. Remind us what Secretary Clinton said yesterday.
Well, she adopted a pretty strong tone, invoking Cold War rhetoric of us versus them on the issue of information freedom. She said free information helped those who fought against the Iron Curtain, and said pretty directly that the United States stood on the side of information freedom. But she also said U.S. companies should be on the same side, that they need to make a principled stand. And that was a reference to Google, which, as you know, last week threatened to pull out of China because of the Internet censorship here and after being hacked from forces that say we're inside China. Steve?
So, Scott, what has been the Chinese reaction then?
Well, in the last few hours, the foreign ministry has come out with a statement that says this all could harm relations between the two countries. And some say that's code that, you know, we take this seriously. A Chinese state-run newspaper went a step further, and they threw the Cold War language right back at the U.S. and likened this to information imperialism, so stay out of our business. No one we talked to thinks that Beijing is irate about this, but they have a couple things that they're unhappy about, not just the speech, but also that the U.S. embassy and consulates hosted some Chinese bloggers today in China, and they tend to feel very strongly about Internet freedom. Steve?
So is there any sign, Scott, China will back down and say get rid of censorship?
We don't see any here. In fact, it's getting worse, if anything. But they also know that most companies still want to come to China and play. It's still worth it despite the environment. In fact, Google says it may want to stay in China as well. So no sign the terrain is going to change.
All right. Marketplace's Asian correspondent Scott Tong. Scott, thanks.
Okay. Thank you, Steve.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Progressive Insurance, helping people shop for car insurance at 1-800-PROGRESSIVE and progressive.com. And by Constant Contact, dedicated to helping small businesses and nonprofits build strong customer relationships with email marketing, online surveys, and event marketing. ConstantContact.com.
Environmental groups haven't stopped hoping that they can get a climate change bill through. One of them is even collaborating with the guy who used to be a political foe. From the Marketplace Sustainability Desk, Sarah Gardner reports.
Environmental Defense Fund President Fred Krupp still believes Congress will pass a bill to curb greenhouse gas emissions. He says Americans support it, and he points to several new polls as evidence. One, by the Benenson Strategy Group, shows 58% of Americans favor a cap on emissions. The other, conducted by Republican pollster Frank Luntz, suggests that Americans support climate regulation when it's couched in terms of national security and jobs, as well as clean air. Fred Krupp.
Americans want their leaders to act on climate change, but not necessarily for the reasons that environmental groups think that action is wanted.
Krupp says he never thought he'd be touting a poll by Frank Luntz. Luntz once famously advised George Bush to question the science on global warming as a strategy to fight climate legislation. This week, Luntz advised Krupp that Americans don't care as much about global warming as they do ending America's dependence on foreign oil. Green groups have already taken that message to heart. Clean Energy Works, a new coalition aimed at passing a climate bill, uses the slogan, "More jobs, less pollution, greater security." I'm Sarah Gardner for Marketplace.
Finally, the credit reporting agencies have always looked deeply at financial histories and income. Now they're trying social networking. A company out of San Francisco called Rapleaf is examining tweets and Facebook posts. So, discrepancy between your Facebook wall info and what you wrote on that loan application? Yeah, bad news. All those friends you have who appear to be deadbeats? Ouch. I'm Steve Chiatakis in Los Angeles. This is Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
"What is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?"
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.